Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind.
Get left. I'm counting them checks. Big step, but ain't checking the step.
so you could get left. Mob ties, yeah, we got to connect. Keep my foot on they neck.
Any, many, many, many more. Catch your eye, he gotta go. Body's dropping by the corner store. Hit him with sirens, nigga, we don't know. I ain't got time for niggas. I ain't tryna bond with niggas. I like to change my mood, cause I was old. For that 1942, you brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, y'all know the name. Sorry, back again. Another Monday, another experience. I got a great show for you tonight. You know, man. I'm here for the half of B. She's telling me she's not here yet. Maybe she's in traffic or something came up, but as you know, the show must go on. And tonight, I got something very special for you. I have a brother coming through. We're going to need a Leroy Moore. And, man, this brother, I know y'all know me, and I do a lot. This brother right here, just went around the block and back around me. He ran trucks all over me. He's doing so much for people with disabilities and opening all types of doors. You know, just to show people, even though you're disabled, they can never say die, never give up. You should do what you do. Maybe not how you do it, but we do it in our own way. Or in some cases, we might do it better than you. But, you know, as I said, man, I don't know, 8:40, 8:45, we got Leroy coming through, Leroy Moore. He's a talented brother. And, you know, remember, 563-999-3718, I'm your boy, Dre Starr. This is the Humble Less Experience, and we'll be right back.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get shot for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you last off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your car. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to take a stare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just
record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah. Be back. That's it, man. I hope y'all have a good weekend. I hope everybody's safe and everybody's healthy. There's a lot going on in this world right now, and we need to stay prayed up and keep the positive energy. That's why tonight I got these special guests coming through. Leroy Moore. I really want to let this brother tell you about him, about himself, and what doors he has opened for other people. I know he inspired me. And, you know, I'm always on the other side of it. People are telling me, oh, Dre, man, you're inspiring me. So, you know, for me to say that this man inspires me, It goes a long way. And without any further ado, I'm going to introduce the man of the hour, Mr. Leroy Moore Jr.
Hey, what's up? This is Leroy. How you doing?
The first thing I got to say to you, man, is thank you. I know you're a busy man. I want to thank you for taking time out of your life and you know, to come and, you know, showcase your talent and tell the world more about Leroy Moore Jr.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, Leroy, the floor is yours, man. Don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so this is Leroy Moore. Here in L.A., California, about to get my Ph.D. I've been an activist since the 80s around police brutality and people with disabilities. I was also an Paralympic athlete in 1987, went to Seoul, Korea. I started many organizations, but the one that's still going is Crip Hop Nation, and that's a network of hip-hop artists and other musicians with disabilities. We had chapters all over the world. We won an Emmy last year for our song with the Netflix film Rising Phoenix. And, I have a couple books out, also an author, and, yeah, that's me.
He didn't say one book. He said a couple of books out. So, anyway, let's go back. Let's go back a little bit. Where were you born?
Yeah, I was born on the coldest place on Earth. It's not the North Pole. It's Buffalo, New York. So I was born in Buffalo, New York, but I grew up in New York City and also Connecticut. And that was back in the late 60s, early 70s. So I saw hip-hop on the corner in New York when it was born.
Hmm. So growing up in the 60s and 70s, man, you know, how was it, you know, being disabled growing up in that time, in that era?
Yeah, it was hard because there's no laws, you know, there's no internet, you know. So it was hard, but my mother was an activist for me, got me the services and taught me how to be an activist. So, because of my mother, you know, I'm an activist today. But, you know, back in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, it was rough because there was no laws, you know. In 75, they passed what's called the Individual Disability Education Act. And my mother used that to get me out of special education and to get me into mainstream education. And after that, I just took it on my own and started advocating, and I got involved with police brutality because back then, a lot of black disabled brothers were getting killed by police, almost the same as today. So I got involved with that issue. And yeah, I just started advocating. And in the 90s, I found my artistic voice. I started writing poetry, started doing poetry, open mics and stuff. And that's when I got involved with Core Magazine. I started to write a column called Illin and Chillin'. And after that, I started my own organization for people of color with disabilities. And we did advocacy and education for like 5 years. And after that, me and my friend started another organization called Sins and Ballad. It's a disability performance art organization for people of color. And I did that for like 5 years. And I started what's called Crip Hop Nation. And I've been doing Crip Hop Nation ever since. But, you know, between those years, I did a radio show in Berkeley called KPFA, and it was called Pushing Limits. And on that show, I started a hip-hop series. We did a 3-part series on hip-hop and disability. And that's when Crip Hop was born, on that show. And I took it, I took it from the radio to the internet, MySpace at the time. That's how old I am. It was MySpace. There's no Facebook, no Twitter, just MySpace. And I put it on MySpace, and I had so many people from around the world saying, yeah, let's do this. And it just blew up from there. And now we have chapters all over the world, Africa, UK, Canada, and so under Crip Hop, we put out like 5 CDs. We did a documentary called Where Is Hope? And there was a documentary around police brutality and people with disabilities. So, yeah, we're doing it.
Wow. That's a blessing. That's a blessing, man. Definitely. So let me see. You were saying that your mom, let's go back a little bit. I don't want to go too fast. So you're saying your mom was an activist for you as far as teaching you what you need to know and teaching you what organizations to be in touch with and things like that, right?
Yeah. Matter of fact, she got me in contact with this one organization in the 80s called United Cerebral Palsy Association. I got in contact with them, and that's when I started doing sports, wheelchair sports. I did wheelchair basketball. I did track. I did cycling and wheelchair soccer, and that's how I got to the Paralympics in 1988. I went to Seoul, Korea, and track cycling.
Wow. This is, people, audience, I'm telling you right now, And this man just said he went overseas to play in the Olympics. I don't think people can talk to him how much, you know, how much that is. You know what I mean? Like, what were you thinking? Like, at the point where you first found out that you're going to get a trip overseas to be in the Olympics, what was going through your mind?
Oh, my God. I was tripping out. I was like, what? You know? I mean, we practiced for a whole year, you know, to make it there. And, you know, when they said, okay, you made it, you know, it's like, wow.
So you knew it was a possibility before.
I knew, you know, because we practiced all year, so
oh,
I knew that they were looking at a couple of us in Connecticut, New York. So my coach is like, okay, let's practice. And, you know, so after a whole year of practicing, then they made up their mind of who's going to make the team. You know, I made it. So, yeah.
Right. I know the audience is going crazy right now. Yeah, man, that's a blessing. That's a blessing, man. So how was the trip there, man? How was it? I mean, like, going that far,
trip.
How long was the trip?
Yeah, the trip was something else. I think it took like a whole day, a day and a half to get there. It was a long, long trip. I was coming from New York, so we stopped here in California. And my sister was already out here. My sister tried to meet me at the gate because, you know, back then it was before 911, so people could go to the gate. And my sister saw me, and my sister's like, oh, my God. And, you know, I had a mohawk. I had a green and white mohawk. So it was easy to find me because I was the only one with the red and white mohawk.
I would love to see that, man. I would love to see that. You know, I always loved to play basketball growing up, but, you know, with my disability, I wasn't able to do that. I played baseball for a little while. I really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed that. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you play other sports besides? You say basketball, track. Right. So
yeah,
which one did you say? I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
I played wheelchair soccer. I played on track. I did cycling. I tried wheelchair basketball, but it just didn't work out. So I stuck with wheelchair soccer, on track, field, yeah, in cycling.
Wow. Partners, you hear it right here, man. The man Leroy Moore Jr. is in the building. We're going to be right back. We're going to come back with some more. I still got a lot of questions for you and a lot of answers that, you know, you want to hear from you. So we'll be right back. You know who it is? It's your boy Dre Star. It's a beautiful V Tony. It's the Humble Life Experience Podcast. You know the number? 5-1-5-6-3-9-9-9-3-7-3-1-8. You want to talk to Leroy?
Yeah, I'm with the dogs.
Yeah.
I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a thief. How to see niggas not put their man on? How to see bitches put child support on? How to see niggas with lot of money, not even know what they be doing? Just be that flow that be wake up and snoring. Fuck on this bitch and I'm gone in the morning. Got these deposits I'm counting this morning. Label meetings and they talking about torn. Might do the big body, might do the torn. Ringing along while these little niggas snoring. Fendi, new Celine, might do the lawn. His car a citizen, claim it's a foreign. His bitch be digging me, say that he born. He ain't packing like daddy be holding. I'm in the guts and I'm stabbing, I'm stroking. Shit is a movie, now keep it in motion. I'm with the dogs, yeah. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a thief. Yeah. Don't fuck with these niggas, cause niggas be funny. They rather get bitches, I'd rather get money. I hear them talking like they actually bout it. Feel like P, yeah, nigga, I'm bout it. Big racks, big straps, new plaques. Yo batch, new weed, good batch. New deal, new coupe, fish scale. Bobby whirl, ride around on that big wheel. New ice, new drip, big chill. I hear him talking, I'm a big deal. No baby milk, but I'm in for milk. Slow down, little nigga, cause shit here could get ill. I drill all that noise, I be moving with poise. Mop sticks, block sticks, chopsticks. I hear him talking like they hot shit. Slow down, dusty nigga, you niggas not it. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't poppin', little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a thief.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not with my dog, but I'm with my boy, and I'm with the queen.
Yeah,
the queen
yeah.
is here. What's going on?
What's going on? How's everybody's weekend, week been?
Yeah,
how's
nice.
Your week been?
It's doing good. It's been okay. I mean, it could be worse, but it's not, so I'm happy.
What do you think could be worse? You're alive, you're breathing, you're well, you got your sound mind, and you're still motivating and moving people every day. So I don't see
yeah.
this being a bad thing.
Yeah, you're right. But as you know, we are here with the man of the hour, Leroy Moore Jr. You still with us, Lee?
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Okay.
What's up? Leroy, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing good, doing good.
Yeah, we were just touching on a few things, man. Leroy was just telling us how he has been doing so much for the disabled people, for us, for the youth. And I don't know if you heard, but he was in the Olympics, and he went overseas. That's what we were talking about before we took a break, about how long was that trip all the way overseas. Yeah. But, Leroy, let's move on a little bit. So, what inspired you to want to be a spokesperson, an activist for people with disabilities?
Well, you know, I told you that my father was an activist, so I watched my father. This is back in the 70s. My father was loosely connected with the Black Panthers back then. So I used to go to his meetings and used to see, you know, how he organized. And back then, they were talking about police brutality. And I realized that most of the people that were getting shot was black disabled men. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm black, I'm disabled. So, you know, let me start doing my own activism. And that's when I, you know, started getting involved with, you know, police brutality, activist groups. You know, I started protesting against that, and that was back in the 80s. So, that's how I got involved with it. And, you know, and I used to work at a lot of nonprofits. I used to volunteer in the 80s, a lot of nonprofits and disabled organizations. So that also opened my eyes and really told me that I need to advocate for people with disabilities.
Okay. So,
I have to ask, Leroy, what was your favorite part growing up watching your father in the Black Panther meeting? What was your favorite part of those meetings?
You know, just seeing them, you know, organize with other black people, you know, really realizing that they were really concerned for the community, you know. So they used to bring in, like, people to speak about issues. So that really taught me that, you know, I needed to listen to people, you know, that I don't have all the answers, and that I should listen to my community and my people. So that really stuck out to me, you know.
That's something I say all the time, that you learn more from listening than you do from talking. So nowadays I actually try to do more listening than I do talking. So it's really great that you would encourage people to do that and that you've learned that yourself.
Yeah, totally.
So Leroy, you run a few awards, right?
Yeah. I won so many awards, you know, for my activism. I won awards from the mayor of San Francisco and the mayor of Oakland. I won an award for my undergrad because I had a 4.0 for like two semesters straight. So I won an award from then. And, you know, the biggest award came last year when we won an Emmy for our song that we did for Rising Phoenix, the documentary about the Paralympics. So Crip Hop, three members of Crip Hop did the theme song for that movie, and that movie in the song won an Emmy last year.
Wow. You hear that, people? He just said he won an Emmy last year. Jeez. So I hope no one got smacked that day, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't think no one got smacked that day. Will Smith wasn't there, so okay. where do you see yourself going? I know you guys done a lot already, but at the end, what do you want people to know about Leroy?
So now Queer Pop is organizing to open up what's called the Queer Pop Institute right here in L.A. So we're looking to taking over a building to to buy a building or to have a building and open up what's called a Crip Hop Institute. And what a Crip Hop Institute is going to be, it's going to be a place where, you know, our community can learn about music and disability, about, you know, disability rights, you know, about international stuff, because Crip Hop is international. And also, you know, disabled people can learn about technology and how technology can change their life. So we're looking to open up the Crip Hop Institute in 3 years here in L.A. because the Paralympics will be in L.A. in 4 years. So we want to open up before the Paralympics come here so all the athletes can come to Crip Hop Institute and learn about, you know, disability arts internationally. So that's one of our biggest goals. Another one is that we're starting a channel, a TV channel, and this is going to be starting in the fall. So it's not going to be on YouTube. It's not going to be on Apple Plus. It's going to be our own channel. So that's coming in the fall.
Wow. How you make numbers, man? To be on a network TV? Jeez.
I just feel that, you know, at this stage of the game, you know, I'm 54 years old, so I want to have like an organization so I can leave behind, so people can say, okay, you know, Leroy started our Crip Hop, started, you know, the Crip Hop Institute, and it's still here, you know. So something really physical, something really, you know, foundation, you know, so people can come and see, you know, because when I was growing up, there is no place where you could see, you know, disabled musicians or disabled artists. There's no place where you could see that. So we hope that the Crip Hop Institute will be that place.
Yeah, I remember growing up, like, you know, I've been doing music for about 30 years. I've been doing music, but like, I used to always wonder, you know, is there other people out here with disabilities that do music too? Like, I used to search and search, and I never found nobody. You know, I used to Google it, I used to go on YouTube, when YouTube came out, and I really didn't see it, you know, until I met you, and I'm like, oh, it's Crip Hop, what is this? And I started, you know, paying attention to it.
I don't know, Dre. I have to disagree with you because you have a lot of people that have those talents that can sing or play an instrument, and they're just not signed or not put out there in the public eye. Like,
that's what I was saying.
Some that we constantly bring up. You know, we're only represented in media by 2.3%. When a quarter of the world is actually us.
Yeah, and no, that's what I was saying. I never seen it. I never, like, you know, I used to Google it, and I never seen it. I knew it had to be out there because I was doing it. I knew it was other people doing it.
Well, I see it more now. Like,
yeah.
I think there was somebody with a special needs that was on a state on American Idol. An autistic performer.
An autistic performer.
And he had an amazing singing voice. But like you said, you really don't see it like that. Like I sing, but nobody would know it because they don't put us in the public eye.
I know.
Yeah, and that's why Crip Hop is here. That's why we want to open up this Crip Hop Institute. You know, that's why we're starting our own channel. So, you know, we can change that, especially for Black disabled people, you know, because there's a lot of white disabled people that get the bling bling, but Black disabled people don't get that. So that's why we're starting, you know, our channel and, you know, putting things together so the next generation can see themselves.
That's amazing. Very amazing. So that's what you're doing. That's what you got coming up. How do you find your talent? May I ask you?
Say it again?
How do you find your talent? Like, from different people, how do you find people?
Well, you know, I've been, you know, Crip Hop's been doing this for 20 years now. Now artists find us because we laid the foundation. We've been doing this for 20 years, and we've been having, you know, concerts. We put out CDs. We did movies. Now, you know, people are finding us through, you know, social media. People see our website. You know, people see our lectures. You know, I just did a workshop last week that's titled Black Disabled Music. You know, and that workshop I'm going to do it throughout the year. You know, talking about the history of Black disabled music, going back to the blues all the way up to now. So these workshops, you know, that I do, you know, people, even professors, like, oh, I didn't know that, you know. So people see that online on YouTube and they reach out. So, yeah, so that's how people get in contact with Crip Hop.
Come on. So, you know, since you've been, you know, in what you're doing as far as the activist and the way you've been growing up, how do you see the state of Black people at the moment from their past history?
Yeah, I think the state of Black disabled people is still... I have this poem called When Can We Come Home? And it's a poem saying that Black disabled people can't come home to the Black community because the Black community is still ableist. You know, they have a lack of education around disability. And the reason why it happened like that because of racism in the disabled community. So, you know, disability rights movement really started, you know, by wealthy and, you know, middle class white disabled mothers. You know, so because of that, the black community never got the education that, you know, white disabled community did. So today I see the Black community, you know, still in that need, but because of this new inclusionary movement that's, you know, happening everywhere, you know, I see a little movement, you know, going in the Black community that they're finally getting a little bit of education around disability and disability justice and disability culture and music and stuff. So it's starting, but it's very in the beginning stages.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Cool. Man, that's what I said, man. This has been a pleasure, man, a pleasure. I'm so happy that you're here, man. I was at your conference last week. You did your conference, and I found that really inspiring, man. A lot of the things that you, some of the songs I heard, some of the tones I heard. How often do you do your seminars?
Yeah, I do poetry, you know, hip hop. Not like I just put out a new EP. It's like blues poetry, you know. So I put that out. This is my second. It's the second EP in the series. The series is called Quit Blues Stories, and this EP is called Black, Blind, and Beautiful. So it's really giving respect and honor to a lot of Black disabled blues singers back in the day, like, you know, Brian Willie Johnson and other Black blind blues singers that never got the support like they should have. But, you know, people should know that, you know, blues are the roots when it comes to music. And everything grows from those roots. So I wanted to go back to the roots and really, you know, give support or, you know, honor our Black disabled blues singers back in the day.
Right. Yeah, man. Definitely. It's amazing how you're opening doors, man. Opening doors to people. Because as I always say, if we don't do it, who's going to do it?
Yeah.
And, That's
a whole fact. But if you don't mind, how about we just take a bathroom break and break to the music?
Okay.
All right. And we'll come right back with some more of the Humble Life Experience with the beautiful B. Tony, Dre Star, and the man of the hour, Leroy Moore Jr. You know the number. 563-999-3718. Hit it up, baby. Hit it up.
What the fuck is my name, bitch? It's 00. She moves like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist touchy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She moves like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist touchy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. TLC crib, your bitch is free. She gon' pull up in the street. Who got the keys in my jeep? She off the drugs, pulling all on my jeans. I think she's throwing the head. I think she taking meds. I think a nigga dumber. He doing what she said. Everything you got, it came with a cost. She said, felt me, became a boy. My neck, my wrist, I got it on frost. My wallet, guacamole, sauce. I throw the bands while she throw it back. She got the whack, yeah, that's what's hat. Rich shooters just returning the Mac. I need a count of 100 racks. She moves like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She moves like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. Stacking, I'm macking, I'm flexing, I'm swagging, I'm killing these hoes and I'm body to bagging. Abracadabra, Jabali, some magic. Your boys with my stones and we got automatic. Fresh out the box, direct them a plastic. It look like a Pokemon car holographic. Us in a clip, inspect the gadget. Send booby tap for you silly rats. Back up. I'ma have you gushing, I like ketchup. A drug a monkey off the Hennessy. I dare a nigga not to love.
Gorilla glue got me stuck. Leo daddy wore bucks. These hoes Danny G's watch them all geek for a nigga wore nut. She moved like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist fleshy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She moved like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist fleshy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She moved like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist fleshy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She moved like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist fleshy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price.
That's how we do it. He's back. With the name of the hour, Leroy Moore, Jr. Leroy, man, I want to thank you so much, man, for coming through tonight, man. Is there anything that you want to say to the audience or people out there?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, people just really, you know, it's a culture. It's a culture. It's a history. You know, we have our own music. We have our own rights. So I just want to say that, you know, people just really, it's not about overcoming. It's about becoming, you know, being proud with your, just really proud with your skin color, you know. So, yeah, I just want to leave with that.
Right. That's what's up, man. And look, if people want to contact you, how would they contact you?
Yeah, just drop me an email. It's a blackcrip@gmail.com.
All right. As I said, you know, man, it's a platform for you also, bro, right? Anything you got going on, anything, you know what I mean, you want to play, anything like that, man, it's hard with me, man. It's your platform, you know what I mean? It's your platform for the people.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right, man. So look, man, thank you for coming, man. Agree. Any last words?
You know how I do. Stay humble, stay blessed, stay positive.
All right. I get some tracks for the man. All right, man. I get some tracks for the man. I'll be going up. All right, people. It's been a great show. You know what I mean? What you got going on this week, V?
As the usual, the gym, the workout, getting ready for work. I got a comedy show that I'm getting ready to do on 420, so I got to get ready for that. Hopefully, I'll see you there. We get to laugh, joke, and kick it with some real cool comedians. What do you say?
Yeah, you already know I'm in the building.
Okay, let's do this. It's going to be a lit show. If you keep up with the postings, you'll see us posting about it, the 420 Laugh Festival. You look up on our page, we'll be posting it up. We'll be posting.
Yeah, we'll be posting up all of your pages. And yeah, I know how you do. You know what I'm saying? I know how you get at me, man. Ain't nothing changed. I'm going to ask you visions. on Facebook, Hunger Exhibitions on Instagram. I mean, we out here, man, every Monday, 8:30 start. Don't forget to catch Randy J. Sean Jackson Friday night for his podcast. Don't forget to catch our man Forrest Vance on his podcast Saturday night. I mean, we ain't gonna win it, man. We ain't playing out here, man. We ain't gonna win it. I want to thank all my fans, all my guests. I want to thank you for hitting the link. If you're on the link. Until next week, I'm out of here, y'all.
We out here.
Got some gas, nigga, roll up, ayy.
Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank loan. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meager, split the pesos. Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bank rolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist, and we're in a D-freeze. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm goin' D-freeze. Like my nigga can't five, I tell him B's. My cousin banger for the five, he bangin' big B's. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank loan. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan.
She think I love her, I'm just guessing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on the chain cause I ice age. She just tryna kick it, I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whippin', talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker than the colonist. Door close itself, all I do is press a button it. Bought a B&B, cause that's what I felt like fucking it. Louis V, duffel, yeah, them racks, we be stuffing.
Nigga clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Eight in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh. Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank loan. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan.